tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
I do want to say this. In bringing Janice Gilley, the Escambia County Administrator, on, she asked for this song, which is a great song. It's one of the all-time great Queen songs. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to have. Oh, I love that song. About, and I also...
I love that song too, man.
Davis and I both felt the strong need. This has nothing to do with you. This is just in the market update that we just got a minute ago. I don't know who the anchor host was, but she kept saying Mario Kart, and it was driving us crazy. Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
Stop saying
Mario Kart. What are you talking about? Anyway, but I can't fix her. That's at Fox National, so no big deal. Janice, welcome back. You got a meeting on today. There's some, there's a lot of stuff that we need to talk about. One is ongoing Sally cleanup. We're done with pass one, not quite done with pass one for the debris cleanup. Where are we at?
No, we're still not done with pass one. I'm sure you know, we're into about third week of the first pass, and we've collected over 1.7 million cubic yards. We're probably going to hit 2 million cubic yards by Friday, which is incredibly substantial. And I think when you compare us to other communities nearby, our folks are doing an amazing job. I know it's still frustrating. I'm driving the roads. I see that there's still debris out there. But if you just go back a couple of weeks, you know, it has diminished by almost 2 million cubic yards. So, you know, I know everybody wants it picked up now, but we're still working with FEMA and the state on gated communities and commercial properties along right-of-way. We're still trying to work on that. We are positioned, I think, in the right place based on my conversations with our consultants that it usually takes about a month working with FEMA to get those approvals for gated communities and commercial debris. So I still think that we're on the right path in terms of getting that resolved. They already are picking up C&D. It does require a different vehicle than you have for the vegetation. So, you know, folks just continue to be patient with that, but they are picking up debris. And we are trying to hit areas where people feel like, you know, there may be a substantial amount of C&D, you know, just to try and protect those neighborhoods, you know, from a health and safety perspective. But, you know, it's a big job. Our folks are way ahead, I think, of where we've been in terms of a community and past storms. I know it's, like I said, not as fast as everybody would like. We're in a society where everybody wants it done right now. But our folks are working hard, and they're trying very hard to get to everybody for this first pass. We will let them know whenever we're starting second pass, and then absolutely, as we've been advertising, we will definitely let you know before third and final pass, which is probably another 60 days away.
Well, that's good news. I know a lot of people are concerned about that and just making sure they get that last notice. But I also think you mentioned something briefly that is important to note, which is at the moment, there's no obligation for FEMA to reimburse the county for picking up debris on commercial properties. It seems obvious that they, that's part of the process. The fact that a tree fell near a commercial property shouldn't mean it doesn't get picked up. But until that gets approved, that debris is not getting picked up because the county would have to foot the bill for that, right? And that's an element of this that I think people didn't really know, and that's important to remember. Mm-hmm. Also, we had notices come out this week about the FEMA letters and making sure people understand how those work in the process and appealing if they don't like the decision, right?
Absolutely. If you are denied by FEMA, or the federal government for your individual assistance, do not take that as a no forever. Take that as a guide as to how you can contact them again and say, okay, why did you deny it? Sometimes it can be just as simple as perhaps something wasn't properly checked on the application, or maybe there was a piece of documentation that might not have made it through. So even FEMA has told me, they've been very clear, do not take a denial letter as a no forever. Continue to work through the process.
Yeah, and unlike some insurance companies where they're, you know, their plan is to say no and to get you to not have to pay, FEMA's not like that, but they do have policies they have to follow. And so they want to get you the money that you deserve to get, but you may have to push back because it doesn't qualify on, you know, first try, and that's okay. That's totally a part of the process. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about when it comes to the follow-up to the storm is this business of the overtime pay for the firefighters, this proposal to give them, what, $200 for the ones who were doing overtime. When I look at that as a layman, that seems insultingly small, but I assume there's something about this I'm not understanding.
It's the volunteers. It's for the volunteers. And so they already get a stipend for hours worked as a volunteer.
Okay.
And this is just to give them. So, you know, they're not full-time employees, and we're very thankful for every hour that they provide the county. And this is just an opportunity for us to give them, you know, a little bit that has been with past practice as a volunteer. And so we validate the work they did, and then we provide them, you know, this extra stipend. It's a disaster stipend. So like I said, they already get a stipend if they perform X number of runs and calls during the month as it is. This is just a little something extra.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So that makes a little bit more sense to me. I appreciate you clearing that up. The census, as it stands, is done. The court came in and said that the administration can stop the census count. So it's all over unless something dramatic and radical changes. Do we know yet how we did in terms of percentage?
I've not been given that percentage. Interestingly, I was told yesterday through a communication that they said that as a country, 99.9% of the households had been recognized. And I do not know where that came directly from the census.
How can that be true?
That is what I'm saying. I agree. I don't have any idea. It came from the Census Bureau, but it could have been a fake. It could have honestly been a fake communication. So I found it interesting, and I was trying to find out what our numbers were, but they didn't have the county numbers yet on the where I was looking. So I hope to get that communication now that it's been finalized. It's not going to be October 30th or whatever.
Right.
We'll see.
Janice, on the meeting this morning, it starts at 9. And by the way, I always appreciate that you do this on Thursdays because it gives us a preview of the meeting. There's two different internet contract things, as I understand it. And I had been a little confused about this, so I appreciate you clarifying. But one is the standard internet service you need for all your government buildings, fire stations, and stuff like that. But then there's also this proposal that Commissioner Barry has put forward to, and other commissioners are on board to a degree, to put internet into community centers and parks and even at one time boat ramps, although I guess that's been removed off of it. That's a CARES Act funding request. Is that right?
Yes, sir. So the good news is our community centers and libraries have already had an upgrade to the what we call the WAPs, you know, the wireless connections that help improve connectivity throughout the facility. The other thing that the commissioners are looking at is providing Wi-Fi at the parks, and the boat ramps are off the table, but at the parks. So when you go to a John R. Jones or, you know, places like that, you actually have, or, you know, maybe Southwest Complex or, you know, just different places outdoors, there would be connectivity throughout. So they would set up a network at each of those facilities.
So they're going to run a line basically out to the park and then put up a Wi-Fi node. And it's going to run like not quite $500,000 a year is the proposal, but this is supposed to come out of CARES money is the idea, right?
Well, so the annual contract would not be able to. The hardware, if we are able to get all the hardware in, would be able to be paid for by CARES. But the annual contracts are not eligible for CARES. We are hoping to get the first year's contract paid for by CARES. We are working on that. But the subsequent year contracts at this time are not eligible for CARES funding.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is budget money. Okay, all right. Well, that'll be an interesting conversation. Anything else we should look for this morning? Anything particularly that you think people ought to pay attention to in the meeting?
We are going to be giving an update on the CARES, like where we are on the family and individual grants. We had over 9,300 applications for those that were $45,000 or less for their household. And then we have the business CARES grant. We'll give an update there. Interestingly, we didn't have any companies apply for anything from 26 to 50 employees. Hmm. So all of our applications are for the $7,500 grant. So there's that. And then we've got to finish out our 100% plan. So we're going to be talking with the commissioners about the way to spend about $31 million today. And there are some interesting ways to do it. We're going to be mentioning to them one way would be to provide, if Treasury would agree, we would provide every household, every residential Gulf Power person $150 off their bill. Hmm. Another option is we open up the family grant to anyone in the county, and we could give out another 10,000 grants at $2,000. Another option is Treasury has now said that fire, police, sheriff, so we could pay for city, sheriffs and fire, along with our EMS dispatch and also our corrections department as public safety salaries. So there's going to be several options on the table for the commissioners to consider today.
Find a way to spend $31 million. I kind of like the sound of that. Well, normally I'd like to ask you if you have a question for me. We are so completely out of time. Did you have a quick question you wanted to ask me at all?
I did. Did you get to see Ben Sasse's opening comments, how he doesn't play the politics, but he plays the civics lesson to the country?
I saw a little bit of it, and I love Ben Sasse. I think if we had a czar of civics, we would put Ben Sasse in that job and let him go teach everybody how to do civics in America. That would be awesome. Yeah, no, I heard about it. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it, though. It was spectacular, I assume.
Yes, and the only thing that I thought was funny that was afterwards, people were arguing over the definitions of originalism and textualization, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I just think it's fantastic that we would be having those kind of conversations.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, those are the right kind of conversations to have. Janice Gilley, she is the Escambia County Administrator. Have fun in the meeting this morning. I know you do a good job, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Y'all take care.